he was a champion in the show ring, and his fame grew far beyond farm country. In fact, he was so well known, he had a special place to live. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Just outside of Charleston, Mississippi, you'll find a small home with quite a story. An amazing tale because of the resident of that house.
Scissors is a world champion pig, and this property that we're on was actually purchased by Colonel Tom James in 1916.
Dana Kohlinger shares the story of this unique home and the champion who lived here.
Scissors went to the Omaha World Livestock Show, and he won in 1917. He was the world champion Duroc hog. He went back in 1918 to defend his crown, and he won again.
The back-to-back championships were a huge deal for this farm and this hog.
He actually was very, very famous. And not only did he have his private home here, but he also traveled by his own private rail car. Because back then, rail was the primary mode of transportation. So he had his own private car that had been basically customized for his comfort, and that's where he traveled all over the country.
But Scissors wasn't traveling by rail to see the country. There was definitely a purpose to take him on the road.
He also traveled because he became a very well-known sire. He was a very large pig, you know, somewhere around 1,800 pounds. So he became very well known, and he traveled all over the country because it was very prestigious to have your sow bred with Scissors.
Scissors' owner was making money, and those who used him as a sire were banking on him as well.
It was very prestigious to say that you had a hog that was from the Scissors Duroc line.
And Scissors' home, well, it still stands here to visit today. That's next time as we travel the countryside near Charleston, Mississippi. I'm Andrew McCrae.